Right, that's better.
All done.
Hey, guys, I've just been listening to your conversation.
So then, mate, I suppose the first question is, what did you think of last night?
I actually thought it was an even game. Was it you asking your manager the questions at the end of the game?
It wasn't.
For the interview?
No, it wasn't, no.
It weren't?
No,
Dave,
weren't.
Dave's the ugly one that sits up top.
All right. Who was the one who suggested to him we should have lost 4-0?
I think that was your it was your Harlow. He's an online thing that he does. Your Harlow, your Thurrock, and a few other bits and bobs. Yeah, I heard that because I was actually sitting in the room the other side and listened to the whole interview last night.
I thought it was a little unkind, but I'm glad he didn't rise to it. I'd have been more upset if he'd have said, "Yeah, we should have done them 4-0," because it weren't a 4-0 game. I mean, obviously you had a couple of clear chances. I know our keeper pulled off a couple of great saves.
He did indeed.
But by the same token, early doors, your keeper dropped two.
Yeah, it did.
On any other day, could have gone straight to one of our boys to tap into an empty net. So we had a couple of half chances at the end. Obviously, when Dan managed to trip himself up, Dan Aristide, when he was 8 yards out and about to shoot.
I mean, honestly, that could be on. You've been framed tomorrow. That was just absolutely sensational.
Oh, it was. He does for everybody, and then tripped himself up.
Tripped himself up.
Must have been on them huge divots they've got on their perfect pitch.
It's the pitch, those bobbles are difficult for anybody to play on.
It's all them rubber. They keep making you bounce everywhere.
But it was a good game, and we thought we'd had a chance. Obviously, we know you're riding high, and obviously after last year's exploits, you're always going to be there or thereabouts this season. But we've just started to find our feet, if I can say that. It's been a tough start.
I was going to say that to you because obviously I don't know a huge amount about you. And then Dave was talking last year how well you were doing. I think Dan's been on here as well saying that he thought Haringey would easily hold their own in the Ryman. Yeah. And obviously you had a bit of a sticky start. But how has the actual season been? Has it been a surprise to you? Did you think it would be as tough at the beginning, or were you expecting it and knew it would take a little time to find your feet?
It's been tougher than I personally expected. Because it's been so hard, you were just discussing a moment ago, it's so hard to get out of the level below, level five, with only the champions going up. But we've always sort of looked at it and thought the bottom, we could hold our own against the sort of bottom six, seven, eight teams in the division above. We've always thought, the level, some of the top sides in level five can't hold their own at level four. That's what we thought. And I personally thought that. The manager knew we were going to have troubles because of the way pre-season had gone. We had some injuries to key players, and he told me that we're going to have a difficult first 4 weeks. We were just hoping to see how many points we could nick in that period of time. And, as people know and as the records show, we didn't get too many. But we're now, some of the injured players are coming back. We've still got one or two players out. So we're still not at full strength, but we're getting closer to it. But the problem is, and you guys would know when you watch your own teams, the problem we've had is once you start losing, doesn't matter how good you are, it becomes a problem. We started getting a little bit of unrest in the dressing room. I think the manager and his coaches were getting a little bit, edgy. And, things tailed off a little bit the other week where we played Waltham Abbey, who should have beat us in the first game, and we equalised in the 93rd minute. We played them again 2 weeks later, and by then we thought we were going to beat them. But the manager messed around with the team, trying to find a balance, trying to find some boys with some confidence. When you lose five or six games, you lose confidence.
We were saying this to Phoenix last year. Obviously, when you're a team that's successful in a league below and you're winning all the time, management is easy.
Yeah, of course.
But it's when you start losing and then different characters come out, different mentality in the changing room comes out, and that is when you're a proper manager and how things work.
Definitely.
And we were saying that, and to be fair, they've had a decent start and they've done okay. But
with
yourself, obviously, with the start you had, it is, that's when you've got to show what you're about as a manager and a club.
It's trying to keep true to your beliefs, actually, because we know we've got a good squad.
Yeah.
And when you're losing and losing and losing, you start picking holes in players.
Yeah.
And, more so the management and the coaching staff rather than me myself. And obviously, I'm a supporter. I'm the chairman. I'm a supporter. That's all I am. I have a chat with Tom Loizu, Johnny Fitzu, and Dave Cumberbatch, the coaches. but I have no real influence in what they do. No. Tom sits down with me, talks to me, he sometimes tells me why he's leaving someone out, why he's playing someone, and whether I agree or disagree doesn't matter. So I don't voice my opinion from that point of view. He picks the team, he's there to pick the team, and I've never, ever interfered in that. But you do start questioning the squad, which, as you say, from last year, we won so many games, and following on from the previous year when we finished off the season with 15 straight wins, that you know, we did expect to possibly have a few more points on the board.
But was you loyal to the lads from last year?
Yeah, all of them. Literally added
one of the biggest.
We've added a couple of players because those boys have been with us 4 or 5 years. Tom brought them in literally 5 years ago, most of them. So, and we know they're good players. There's a few of them that are getting a bit older that we're looking to. Obviously, they're going to play less games this year. It's a long, hard season. We've got a couple of youngsters in, but generally speaking, apart from two or three players, it's the same squad.
Yeah, a lot of managers do that. What have you found then, the difference between the sides you're playing now and last year then, and obviously the difficult size of it?
The main difference is you give the ball away, you don't get it back in 5 minutes. That's astonishing. From last, we had to change our style of play. I'm not being disrespectful to the Essex Senior League, but it was a more physical league than a skillful league. There were four or five good sides, obviously, as you get in all leagues. But we came out of the Spartan South Midlands League, which was a superb league, good standard. People played the ball in the deck, move it around. And then we moved into the Essex Senior League, and we tried that first few games, the first season we were in it, and we didn't pick up any points. So we changed tactics. Basically, it was long ball and chase after it. And that won us the league. Again, I don't mean that to sound disrespectful. The Essex Senior League, we were pushed all the way by Barking and Bowers in particular last season. So it was still tough, even though we won a lot of games. And it's funny, I was speaking to someone the other day about winning that league, and they said, oh, you won it easy. Well, we didn't win it until the 36th game out of 38, even though we won our first 20 out of 21 games. So it just shows you how hard it is to win a league. There's always some other good sides in the league. And, you know, we found that. We found that we had to change our style of play, which we have done over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think it really started when we played Bury a couple of weeks ago. We played really well that day, really, really well. We lost 3-2. But, you know, on another day, you know, we could have got something out of that game. And then it followed on with the draw last week with Cray Wanderers. And then Romford on Saturday, our first win of the season. And I think we showed last night at Harlow that we can play. And as I say, we keep hold of the ball more. We're trying to keep hold of the ball more. We're playing on better surfaces that enables you to do that, which makes a big difference. And I personally have found the speed of the game. That's the main difference as well. So much quicker. Teams turn the ball around, turn it over. And I noticed the Harlow manager in his post-match comments saying that he was a little bit disappointed with the way Harlow didn't move the ball as quickly as he would have liked. I find looking at that, some of the teams have moved that ball around. We've been chasing shadows in some of the games we've played. But we're slowly getting hang of it, I think. I'm hoping we're going to be all right. But I was just going to say while I'm on, I don't know if the Hoddesdon boys are still there.
They are. You can.
I just wanted to say, Gavin, well done, mate. Obviously, well done, Hoddesdon. I know Roger Merton, obviously, and some of your boys, the Exon Marguerite boys who I play cricket with. So best of luck to all of you. And you can tell Ed Taylor, you still won't beat Haringey.
It was yourself that I met at Ed's wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was me, Gav. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, it was.
I'm really pleased for you. Obviously, I saw the result the other day, and I think you got a chance in the next round as well. You know, it's a decent draw for you. I don't know. I didn't hear what you were saying about it earlier, but you must be looking forward to that immensely. And it's great for the club. It's great for you boys because you brought the boys over, some of those that came over with you, and obviously you've come over, and it's good for you guys, isn't it, to have a FA Cup run like that. We all start with the giant killing dream, and it's nice to see a team that we know do it if we can't do it ourselves. So I'm really pleased for all of you, and best of luck.
Cheers, mate. That's much appreciated.
No problem.
I mean, I've just had a look at some of your fixtures, you know, for October, and you got 7 days, which is you know, they couldn't have fallen in, you know, much worse, really, could they? I mean, you know, you've got Harlow, Sudbury, Cray Wanderers.
Yeah, I know. And Folkestone and Victor on Saturday, for good measure, top of Ryman South.
Yeah. They're a good side. Where have you got Folkestone, home or
away? Away, so yeah.
It's pitch is lovely over there as well. You'll have a decent crowd.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think...
manager's a top lad over there as well.
Yeah. I hope they're not listening, but I'm hoping they're going to be a bit complacent when they look at the league positions of both sides.
Yeah, they're pretty professional over there, if I'm honest with you. I think you're,
well, I looked at their record, obviously, last season. Obviously, they lost in the playoffs as well, didn't they?
They did. They've, last couple of years, they've been
They've won 18 out of 23 home games last year, and then they're top of the league this year with, I think, 5 out of 6 wins. So, we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be tough, but that's what we wanted. We wanted to go up.
That's the level you want to be at, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. We wanted to go up. We wanted to do it for a number of years. Now we finally managed to achieve it. And it's funny listening to you guys earlier talking about promotion places. And when you're at level 5, it is hard with one team only, whatever you do. You know, we lost the league the previous season by 1 point to Great Wakering. Then you have to start all over again and get yourselves up and ready to have another crack at it. And it can be disappointing as much as...
Well, why don't you get yourself in the same situation and step four? It's not easy. It don't get any easier.
No.
Ask Dave.
No, you don't. I can understand.
Every level is hard. And you're right. Winning leagues
is difficult. Into a playoff if you finish fifth. When you're at level 5...
Yeah, but you've got to get them points to get into the playoff at that level.
Yeah, of course you do. No, I understand that. I understand. But you've got something to play for.
Of course you have.
You know, at level 5, the team runs away with it. They've gone. You're finished. The whole season's finished. Yeah. 15 games to go. You know, whereas at least if you're aiming at something, pushing for something, you've got a chance. I mean, we're not going to do it this year, but our aim this year was sort of respectability, really.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping we're strong enough to do it. I hope we will.
I suppose that's the other part of the argument with the playoffs, isn't it? I suppose when you just see if there's only one team that goes up. And you're not in a playoffs, as you say, it could all be over by sort of Christmas, New Year, and suddenly you know full well that you're not going to get promoted, and then you've got a team there that's you probably might want to keep older because you've got quite a decent outfit, but you're miles behind, and then what do you do then?
That's start losing football, players? Dave. Isn't it? It doesn't matter what level you play at. Mm. You could be in the Premiership, and there's only one winner there, and four going the Championship. Mm. You want to be at the level that you can play at, and the highest level. If it's step 6, it's step 6. Mm. If it's step 5, it's step 5, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mm. You just want to try and stay in there and progress every year. And, you know, unfortunately, it can only be one winner. At the start of the season, everyone wants it to be you. But it is how, and you being a chairman as well, we'll appreciate this more. It's how you keep your club progressing, and obviously, you know, stable, and staying at that level. And if it takes 10 years to get into step 3, as long as you don't step back down to step 6 again or 5, then you're happy. And, that's the way it is.
Our biggest fear is going back down again. I mean, I've been involved with Harringay since 1995, 20 years now. I've been chairman 11, and this is the first promotion to the next level up that we've had. We went down once in the Spartan and come back up again. But, you know, obviously we are anxious to make sure we don't go down, particularly straight down, because, you know, we have got aspirations. We've done a lot to our stadium. A lot of listeners won't have been there recently, but it used to be not the greatest, to put it mildly. But we've done a lot to the stadium the last 3 years with a new clubhouse, new dressing rooms, new floodlights, new fencing, new tarmacing, new terracing. We've done a hell of a lot.
All at an expense.
All at an expense funded by ourselves.
Which is tremendous.
You know, we've done it, and we're hoping to go that next stage and put a 3G down. If we manage to do that next season, which is...
You've just lost Keith now. Okay, you just lost him completely now. he was loving every minute of your conversation. The minute you mentioned that lovely 3G, you've lost him.
Stick 3G on the pitch just next like to Arlo. It. when I helped him design Thamesmead, stick the pitch 3G pitch next to the grass pitch.
Well, we're hoping that we make half as much money as Arlo are making, and we'll be laughing.
obviously they're paying Dave's wages, and my expenses are through the roof. So. So are you we said you're going to Folkestone tomorrow. What's when you first came in, what was the highlight? What sort of fixture was it you sat there and thought, that's the game I want to go to, they're the team we want to play away? And if it's Harlow, it's Harlow because it's lovely here, but you know, was there one?
I don't know if it was one. What I was looking forward to was the local derbies. I mean, as it happens, because I live not far from Harlow. I'm around the corner, actually. I'm in Nasing. So I've got sort of Cheshunt, Waltham Abbey and Harlow on my doorstep. So that's always a bit of, that for me personally.
Why aren't you chairman of one of them clubs then?
Hey, well, we've lost to what? Well, I nearly said we've lost to all three. We've only lost to Cheshunt and Waltham Abbey. Harlow haven't managed it yet.
No, they haven't. They don't beat many sides like
that. They beat us 4-0 pre-season last year.
So, I was looking forward to those local ones because I had a few friends come last night and to these local ones I can get people come and watch us down in Tottenham. I can't get anyone from up this end to go down there. But, and to be honest with you, it's more going to nice grounds, playing on nice surfaces. That is what we're really looking forward to because our pitch is, it's not the best, but it definitely has improved. But last year, Essex City, there was only...
Just seen where you're going next.
Yeah, well, you're going next, you've had it now. You've just done yourself now because Redbridge. You're off to Redbridge. Well, you've just, you know, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Played Barkingside yet.
Have you been to Barkingside yet?
Well, over at Cricklefields, you did that last year with Ilford.
Of course you did, so you know how bad that one is.
Yeah, I know how bad that one is. Don't tell me Redbridge is worse.
Oh, it is. Sorry, Redbridge, I know you were here the other day. Oh, sorry, it's hard having a go at these clubs. Oh, it's awful. Let's just tell them.
Oh,
let's
right?
Put it. Listen, I'm lucky. I've got a carpet where I am.
Well, yeah, I heard about that one.
It's to be fair to Redbridge as well, that if you would have gone there 3 years ago, it was nearly condemned. There was things going out of plug sockets, and they have really sort of done a bit off the pitch. On the pitch, again, the pitch needs a little bit of work. And the lads were in here last week, and we were saying it to them then. And you know, they know themselves.
No, they do, yeah.
You do. And as you just said, and even with your pitch, I've not been there, but when you get in the Ryman League and you see some of the pitches, it does make you want to get your pitch as nice as you possibly can.
And it makes you want to stay where you are.
Of course
it
does.
Because, as I say, we went to Thurrock a couple of weeks ago. I missed it when we went played Romford there last
year. It's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, and that was beautiful. Cheshunt's pitch was, to be honest with you, that was the best grass pitch I've seen this season so far. But we haven't played too many away games. Cheshunt's was very, very good. Obviously, yours last night.
And Sudbury to come as well.
We're looking forward to going to these places. We're going to see Sudbury's.
Sudbury and Cray Wanderers. You've got two quality ones.
Bromley as well, haven't we? Cray would be good.
Yeah, but that's nice. Obviously, Phoenix have got a decent surface as well.
Oh, that's good. As I say, our one's improved. I mean, people have been surprised by our one. We've done a lot of work, again, sort of year on year. And we've got it to such a great stage that I'm going to dig it up in, mate.
Well, Dan Wilson raves about your club. I mean, every time he comes on, he talks about Haringey all last year when he came on again, in our sort of our pre-shows and said that, when we started mentioning people for the title, he threw your name in the act.
Definitely,
so there you go.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit over-optimistic. You've got to look at the quality of what was around last season as well.
Yeah.
And, there were three or four strong sides.
We were talking, I think you may have heard some of the conversation with Terry, but you've come into the league I'm not in it, but it's the strongest North League I've seen for years.
Really?
And if you hold your own there, then you've done well and you will progress.
To be fair, we've played 8 out of the top 10 sides as they currently stand. All the games we've lost, we only lost by one goal, apart from Maldon. Maldon actually played
young, aren't they? Yeah, they're very young.
They really impressed me. I know they've got a couple of the Colchester Academy
six
they
young kids.
Played some beautiful football, and they played us off the park, really. But that taught us a lesson as well. It's what I was going back to earlier. We have been playing sort of kick-and-rush football for a couple of seasons because we've been saying you can't play football at our ground. Now, they came along, and back to front, rolled it along the floor, and all of a sudden we started thinking, actually, maybe you can play football on our pitch. And then Bury come and did it the other day in the first half. Waltham Abbey did well when they beat us. And teams have come and played. And that's sort of taken away that sort of psychological fear that we had that you can't play football on our pitch and you've got to trust the pitch more. And I mean, the pitch is better anyway. But from that point of view, we've started to move the ball around there, and it just goes back to that. So,
well, I say when you've got Cray in a couple of weeks, they will be the most passing side that you'll see in your league by a distance.
Well, we had them last week, and I wasn't there.
They keep the ball for fun.
Yeah, and it's what I was saying earlier, if you give it away at this level, and also the chances... from what I've seen, you give these forwards
some good forwards,
chances.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I know because they play at Bromley's ground, but for me, in all the grounds that I've actually gone to, You know, with Harlow, that is by far the best place I've been to.
Well, don't forget, it's a conference thing. But to be fair, and I know I ain't listening, but after Christmas, the pitch cuts up a lot. Mm. It's not the best drainage pitch in the winter, and it's not for Craig, but it's, you know, it's a nice setup. They're in the conference, and Bromley are doing excellent in it as well. You know, it should be what it is. Mm. It's a bit, but you want to play on a nice surface. That's what you want to get through the leagues and what you do for.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, you want to go to nice grounds, and obviously when we came to yours last night, I've been to yours before.
Yeah, it's a great setup.
But just the whole thing, whole thing that makes you feel as though you're important. You know, when we walked through the glass front yesterday and, you know, all suited and booted, you know, it's what we do it for. And make it, you know,
it's proper football.
It's a bit of a reward for what we do, if I can put it that way. Mm. You know, we do it to provide a platform for players to play football. But it's nice when you go to a place like Harlow Stadium and you do feel like you've gone to a proper football stadium.
Yeah.
And meet nice people. And the hospitality last night was tremendous. But we've had that everywhere we've been. I mean, we've been well looked after, and we've got a good spread when people come to us. And from my point of view, it's what I want to do, get to know people from other clubs. Even something like this radio station is fantastic, talking to you guys. We'll see you last night.
It's a bit warm in here.
you're talking about hospitality.
We've had one cup of coffee in 2.5 hours. You must have drunk it all last night.
Yeah, we did. If you want to come down to our place, we'll give you all sorts. We'll look after you.
John's dying on the floor first.
He's done 4 litres of Lucasite. No, listen, like I said, even though you've had a sticky start, you're in a respectable position at the moment, and you've got a good season looking, you know, going forward. You're finding your feet now, and you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't sort of finish where your aspirations were.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, as I say, I think that we've got over that sticky period now. The boys, you can tell from their body language. You know, it was a big thing after the Bury game, because we were, a couple of weeks ago, we just handed them 3 goals in the first half. Mm. And, you know, that could have been a 7 or 8 nil job when we went in at half-time 3-0. But the way we played in the second half was unbelievable. And, you know, but for couple of decisions that went against us, we could even have got something out of it. And that really showed the boys, because we played Bury unbeaten, and it really showed them that we can live at this level. And when you follow that up with a draw with Cray, you know, that was for confidence building. That was absolutely superb. And the same as when we turned up last night, and we knew we were going to face a strong side, but we still thought we had half a chance, you know, and that makes a difference. I think if we'd have played you 2 or 3 weeks ago, you would have annihilated us. You know, it's just that football is confidence when you've got good players anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the boys now are confident. We're going to Folkestone on Saturday and we'll give them a game. You know, they're expected to beat us. The form book tells you we're going to lose. But you never know. It's 11v11 at the end of the day. And, you know, it's a question of, you know, if they take their chances, unlucky. But if they miss their chances and we take anything we create, We could cause an upset.
Even goals against, you know, I mean, you look at it and, you know, Romford have conceded 18, and, you know, Barkingside 26, Soham 27, Redbridge 47, you know, Witham 26. You know, I mean, you've only conceded 16, all right, you've only scored 9, but it's not as if you're doing something majorly wrong, you know, just maybe a little bit of luck in front of goal and away you go.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think we've been defensively quite sound, as that record shows, really. But as I say, we've been losing 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 2-1, 2-1. You know, we've had a couple of 3-2 defeats, but there's not a lot. We're struggling to score goals. We're still struggling to score goals. And I can't really... I don't know why. I think one of the main reasons, the only plausible reason I can give, is we've not had Anthony McDonald all season. He's our best player. You know, I think he played the first game of the season, and he's had 2 15-minute subs appearances since then, and he was on the bench last night and he didn't come on. Whether he features on Saturday or not remains to be seen, but he's had a hamstring problem. And you know, not having he is dangerous. He's a left winger, speed, he scores goals, he makes goals, and that level of supply, I'd say, probably hasn't been there. We haven't created anywhere near enough chances to score goals. It's not as if we're missing them. The only game we did miss them all was the first game against Dereham. you know, we did have a lot of chances that day. We didn't bury any.
I mean, I must admit, the name sort of escapes me, but you're 17 from last night. He came on for, I think, the last 10, 15 minutes, and he looked pretty lively and pretty quick.
Ashley Taylor Falls, the winger. Was he playing the left wing?
Yeah.
He's only joined us about a month ago. He played a couple of games. He played well the first couple of games, and then, it was just Tom sort of rotating a little bit, left him out last night, and you say he brought him back on. He nearly scored one chance that he had, and he added a bit of life to the forward line. And if we had him on one wing, and we got Dan Aristide on the other wing, who's coming back into form. Dan's very much a confidence player. I think if those who saw him and know him know he's a touch player, and when he's confident, he's very good, but he can have games when he's out the game completely. And he's just coming back into form. Yeah, Ashley looked good last night. And that's a good sign for us. Good signing as well.
And his keeper, the save that he pulled off in the second half from Alex in the second half was just, we were already up. Do you know what I mean? I was half off my seat to give out the scorer and he clawed it out.
I didn't realise it was Alex, and because I was behind the other goal for some ridiculous reason. I thought the ball might go in that end, not the other one. I didn't realise it was Alex. I mean, it was obviously a fantastic save from Ashley, and Ashley's well capable of doing that. He's been solid. For the last couple of seasons that he's been with us. We call him Shutter Island for a reason, but he's a bit loopy. He's been around a bit. A lot of people know him.
Yeah, he was at St Meg's for a bit, wasn't he?
We've calmed him down a bit. But, on his day, he's a super keeper, and that save he made, which was quite funny because Alex, we know, because Alex played for Haringey when he was 16 for about 2.5 seasons or so, until he was 18 and a half or thereabouts. And I spoke to his old man at half-time and said, listen, I hope Alex scores 50 goals this season, as long as he draws a blank tonight. I didn't realise until you just told me that it was his effort.
It was just one of those saves, because he looked like it was in all the way, and Harry got his wrong arm on it and clawed it out and put it, and it was just incredible.
Just going in again, just before we let you go, on Saturday, being a chairman, and obviously, what Haringey have done in, obviously this year, playing their first ever Ryman game, how much sort of achievement do you get going to the game on Saturday with obviously making a bit of history, your first ever FA Trophy game as a club? What's that mean?
We feel a lot of pride because there's only a few of us. Like all of the clubs at this level, you're reliant on volunteers and helpers and whatever, and there's very few of us. And, match days are difficult for us because we're so short of bodies that we're all running around trying to do so many jobs. So, it's a nice reward. I mean, being in the FA Trophy itself is phenomenal for us. And that's why we're going down there on a coach. We're doing it right on Saturday. We're doing it as though we are a pro club. All the players are coming at 9:30. We're cooking them all breakfast at the clubhouse. We're taking some lunch for when we get there. We're making a day of it. So we're all travelling on the coach together. We'll have a few beers in the boot. For whatever happens at the end of the day, we're still going to drink them. So we're gonna make a day of it and enjoy it, which is what it's all about, isn't it? At the
Definitely. End of the day. Well, it's something that no one else has achieved, and it's something that will always go down in the history of the football club.
Absolutely, and that's why we are proud of it, and it makes me feel particularly proud. Obviously, I've put a lot into the club. I don't just mean from a financial point of view, from a time perspective for many, many years. And I do feel proud of it when I see. I see. It. I mean, I'm a Spurs season ticket holder, but I never go there because I'm always with Haringey wherever we go, and. Because I consider them to be my boys. There's so much, especially after a lot of them have been there for so many years, we've got to know them all. And it's a very close-knit group that we are. And that's, there's a great sense of pride there to be going down there on Saturday. And as I said, I just hope we do ourselves justice, really, that we don't get spanked.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Listen, Naki, Magic, thanks very much for coming on today. I do wish you all the best forward to seeing you in a few weeks' time. As I said, hopefully we'll see you and not Bath City on the same night. So hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
I know you were saying that, but would you not take a draw and half the gate money for the return?
Maybe, but...
talking that one, half the gate money for a return.
It's not going... Well, the boss would probably say that. For me, it's a 3.5-hour trip there and a 3.5-hour trip back, so no, not really.
good luck in the first game, then.
Yeah,
good luck. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time down at our place. We'll look after you. And good luck to the boys there, and hope it all goes well for you for the rest of the season.
Cheers, Zappy.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate. See you later. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.